The March on the DNC Coalition has over 200 organizations from across the People's Movement uniting together to bring their demands to the United States Democratic Party. On August 19, 2024, thousands marched on the Democratic National Convention in Chicago to bring the people's agenda to within sight and sound of the Democratic Party leadership. Their main demand is stand with Palestine, end the U.S. aid to Israel. They also brought together the demands of the people's movements to the door of the Democratic Party. Money for jobs, school, health care, housing, and environment, not for war. Immigration rights and legalization for all, defend LGBTQIA+ and reproductive rights, defend the right to unionize and strike, stop police crimes and community control of the police now, justice, peace, and equality. I spoke with a participant as people slowly gathered at Union Park in Chicago for the march.
All right, so I see your shirt that says New Orleans, stop supporting Israel.
Stop helping Israel support.
So what is that? Is that an organization that you're with?
Yes, we're an organization based out of New Orleans, and we largely target the port of New Orleans. They ship lots and lots of weapons through our ports, and so our organization was started shortly after October, and we've been targeting the port.
And so what, more so than the West Coast, is New Orleans a fair weather port? I mean, they do this year round.
Yeah, it's a big port. It's a lot of like money too, that a lot of the economy in New Orleans is from the port as well.
Right. So, and are there defense contractors based in New Orleans? Or?
Yes, there are. Or in the area. Textron is about like 45 minutes outside of New Orleans in a wildlife reservation area. And Textron does weapons. It's very interesting and complicated. They're stationed in the swamp, in the poor swamp where poor folks live, because of, you know, the housing crisis. They end up in less ideal conditions, and that's where a lot of weapons manufacturers are operating and whatnot. Maersk is a logistics company. The Palestine Youth Movement has a campaign against Maersk, and No Ship, New Orleans Stop Helping Israel's Ports, have partnered with them on that. Maersk is working on establishing their own terminal about 30 minutes to an hour outside of New Orleans to do their own shipping outside of the Port of New Orleans. So the Port of New Orleans is government owned, and Maersk is working on basically starting up a private port.
And so they're displacing people to put for this new facility?
I am not quite sure. They're still working out the contracts. We've been trying to get more information, but the last we heard was that they wouldn't send us like contracts or documents or anything because it's confidential until everything is like established and the project is established and started. So we're doing a lot of kind of looking at little pieces and trying to bring them together and find their connections and how it all works together.
But what they're citing, national security, is why they're not disclosing this stuff, or it's just a business decision that they...
It seemed like a business decision, and, yeah.
So what can people do to stop this or help No Ship?
So we have been going to... There's actually a lot going on at our port. I just mentioned one thing. So the Port of New Orleans established the quote-unquote Innovation Embassy with the Port of Ashdod in Israel, basically establishing like a relationship of information exchange and whatnot. And so one big thing that we do is we're working on getting the Port of New Orleans to back out of that deal. So we go to monthly board meetings at the port and pressure them to stop sending money to Israel, stop sending weapons to Israel, and end their contract with Israel, or their agreement with the Port of Ashdod.
This is a government organization, not a and a private organizations are doing this.
Yeah.
Or sending. Okay.
Yeah. So there's.
And the meetings you're with are with the government organization, the Port Authority.
It's with the board, the port board members who are basically nominated by the governor. Uh-huh. So it is governmental. Yeah.
But they issue permits to private companies to send weapons back and forth.
Yes.
And so what is on the other end, though, in Israel? What is that, a nonprofit on that end? An activist organization?
No. I mean, we don't really know what's up in Ashdod. We haven't established that yet.
So the port board, this board is
it's the New Orleans board
that is dealing with the people in to facilitate the weapons transfer.
Yes,
they're dealing with people in the Middle East.
Yes, and there's a lot of pieces, like I said. So, you know, we're targeting the Port of New Orleans. On the other hand, I mentioned Maersk earlier. The International Longshoremen's Association, that is the union for port workers, really. And they also have their own issues with Maersk because Maersk is automating a lot of jobs. People are losing their jobs. So we're also working on establishing a relationship with the union and talking to them and figuring out how we can work together to support their demands when we're going to the board and also target Maersk and the and the port in general.
Because they're the ones that load the...
Yeah, they load it. So they don't know... They get, like, codes, basically. They don't know what the codes mean. They don't know what's in the shipping containers. But we know that. We've figured that out. So, yeah, we're working on establishing that relationship right now.
What about the Teamsters? They have to. Don't they use trucks to truck the stuff to the port?
Oh, I'm not that far, actually. I'm not sure about that, but that's a good point. I'll bring that up to my folks.
Right. Well, anything else?
We're kind of leading the BDS movement in New Orleans. We were started by Palestinians. We support the Palestinian resistance and.
Are there specific companies that you can boycott from New Orleans?
Maersk and Textron. I mean, kind of the names we know about.
Those are major trucking companies.
There's logistics companies, transportation and whatnot, and then there's the weapons manufacturers.
Well, so maybe Amazon can stop using Maersk.
Right, and that's a huge thing about Maersk, right? If Maersk and other logistics companies, if those didn't exist, we wouldn't have Amazon. And so, I don't know. I feel like for me, it's kind of hard to wrap my head around everything. But when I think about it that way, as like, oh, they're doing all the shipping. Like, then I'm like, oh, okay, yeah.
Well, because I used to work as a truck driver for 8 years, and that your logistics is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You can switch trucking companies and use a different trucking company, use a different logistics company. Again, what can people do to help you and support?
Follow us on Instagram @NoShip. Stay up to date with what we're doing. You know, we're in a coalition in New Orleans, so we do a lot of just general organizing work for the pro-Palestine movement.
Are you linked with the West Coast? You know, because back then there was a group that blocked the railroad to the port of Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
So are you guys connected with the port of Los Angeles in any way?
We're connected.
I assume, and do weapons come out of there, I assume.
Yeah, so it's a little, that's where the different pieces are. So one of my friends who was over here earlier is with both NoShip and PYM, Palestinian Youth Movement. So we're working together on that stuff. PYM has a larger relationship to other cities and has those contacts, and we're doing more of like the research side and digging.
And it's New Orleans Stop
Helping Israel's ports.
So NoShip.
Our Instagram is _NoShip.
_NoShip.
Yes. And I think that's the best way to stay up to date. A lot of our campaigns are newish, so we're still establishing we're still doing a lot of that primary research.
Really important.
Yeah, no.
This is incredible what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
More people need to know about it.
Yeah, I would say follow us on Instagram. There's definitely global ways to support this movement and targeting the ports. I mean, if you're in a port city in general, start your own nose ship or find the folks that are doing their version. I think San Francisco has like Block the Boat or something.
An excerpt from the Coalition's Points of Unity says, as Democrats use reproductive and LGBTQIA plus issues to pinkwash the U.S.-funded Israeli genocide in Gaza, their economic policies put women, LGBTQIA plus, and disabled folks in the U.S. at a disproportionate risk of harm and exploitation. The U.S. is the wealthiest country in the world. The U.S. was founded on the genocide and colonization of indigenous people and the enslavement of millions of Africans, and it continues to wage wars of exploitation to this day. In spite of its riches, the U.S. government refuses to provide basic resources to its own residents. In the words of Tupac Shakur, they got money for war, but they can't feed the poor. For KBW News, I'm DJ Susti.